Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Have you heard from Meg?
Nah, I am literally hitting her with every GIF in Giphy for waiting.
Yeah, I'll say GIF or GIF.
I'll say GIF.
Because it's the G stands for, is like graphic, and you don't say graphic.
Got it.
So which one is it supposed to be?
GIF.
GIF, wow.
Yeah, it's like graphic image something.
Look how many gifts I just sent her, Kim.
Oh, here she just pulled up. Once you sent the 11th one.
11? Let me get some water.
We talk so much shit too. Whenever she chooses.
All right. Shut up.
Oh, you can't come on here late telling him to shut up.
First of all.
Ain't no first.
First of all, y'all Negroes, change the time today.
Because you agreed to the time. We all agree. We all agree.
Okay, because I didn't want to be a complainer and be like, no, y'all know I don't
do. That's fine, but you can't say, hey, let's agree to this time, then I'm going to come late because y'all changed it. We changed it.
Okay, and then every time Megan, that time doesn't work. Why you got to be on the East Coast?
We never do that. If you would have said 4:05, we would have said, cool, 4:05.
I sent this message at 8:07 this morning. Can we do
no. Correction, 11:07, because I'm on the East Coast.
But that's all the same. It's all relative to us.
It was before noon. It's 7 o'clock there now. If you had any grievances, you should have aired them before 7 o'clock.
Okay, don't ask me to do nothing between 3 to 6 p.m. Pacific, because that is 6 to 9 Eastern, where I'm taking care of my family. Thanks.
You only take care of your family for 3 hours?
No, that's time I can, like, I'm not doing anything else. I can multitask before that, but after that, no. Just so you know.
Well, just so y'all know, I'm going to be eating on this podcast because we just got to town. And there are no Ubers or Lyft, not Ubers, but like Postmates and nothing. Like, they just like, it's too hot, bro. You got to go get your own food. Like, we tried to order from three different places. They let us put the food in, and it just was like, there are no drivers around.
Yeah. Wait, what city are you in?
It is hot.
Palm Springs. Bro, it was 101 coming here. It's 107 outside right now.
Ooh. Damn, bogus all guns are $50?
What guns?
You know those bug guns where you shoot?
Oh, the salt guns, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a smooth 50. That's not bad. Cleo, don't you have one?
I do not have one. I wish I did.
CP has one.
I wonder if it works.
CP has does one have for one. His salted pork.
That man is a whole chef, bro. Every post, that man be going hammer time with the meats. Jesus.
Who?
CP.
And what? Like barbecues?
Yeah, when he cooks, bro. And every time I see it on a story, I'm like, damn, that look good.
Really?
Hell yeah.
I wonder what he'd be, he did the, I'm tripping. He did the IDK How. He did How to Barbecue. And it's,
yeah.
I forgot.
Where is Kev, why don't you have your unit on?
Bro, I'm off that.
August, why are you off that now? It's too hot or what?
How many weeks of content did you get off of that, Kev? Like two?
Man, a good two.
Nice.
Numbers were way up.
Nice.
But bro, that be itching. It be hot. It's too much.
That's what women be going through.
That's why I don't wear a wig, so I'd be like, I can't do this no more.
You do be wearing wigs. Hush it up.
How many times have I worn a wig in front of you? How many times?
On podcast, at least once a month?
No! Go back and count. We can bet on this. I've worn it twice. The first time, I took it off halfway. I was like, I'm not doing this.
I feel like it's been more
than that time Meg braided her hair the whole episode.
That was like the first episode.
She really was just like...
That's when we thought quarantine wasn't going to be, but like 3 months.
Bruh. One of my greatest underestimations was that 2 weeks. They're like, LA, 2 weeks. I was like, oh, cool, man. Bruh. They lied.
Kev, remember you were like, I'm cool with this. I needed this break to hear. Like, this break right here is going to be perfect. We're going to come back in 2 weeks. We're going to finish up these shows. Blah, 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 blah. Bruh. You hit me and was like, yo, man, it looks like we're going to have to push this week's show back, but, you know, we should be good for all of April. Bro, April came around, was like, here, how much do you have in savings?
Bro, this so, like, listen, I was greatly underestimating what happened. It's funny because I was talking to my agent the other day, and he was like, yeah, Columbus was open for like 2 weeks. The health department shut them down. Dustin Nickerson had a weekend of shows. He did his Friday show, and the club shut down for Saturday and Sunday. He was I'm still out here, though.
And wait, is that why he couldn't do the show? The PPD?
Nah, that was another date. That was another date. You love pizza.
Pizza's great.
You got your soda? You got your whole setup? Tahir said he cannot have pizza without soda, and I felt that on a spiritual level. It goes together, man.
What do you mean?
Like, why do you have to have soda? Like, why can't you just drink water?
It's like ketchup and french fries. Water and pizza? They don't go together.
What? Well,
that's like when you go to the movies, it's like popcorn, soda, candy. You just gotta have those things. You can't. I remember when I went to one of these, I went to one of these movie theaters out here and they had all healthy snacks and they were like, oh, we don't have popcorn. We have hummus and pretzel. I'm like, bro, I don't want to watch the Avengers and eat hummus.
Where was this?
Bro. This was at, it was, you know, the movie theater where they serve food? Sinopolis? It was Sinopolis.
Like they had menus and stuff?
They had, you could order like burgers and fries, but they didn't have like popcorn and stuff. It wasn't Sinopolis, but it was one of those like artsy, artisanal type theaters. And I was like, bro, if y'all don't give me something with butter and high cholesterol.
Hummus during a movie is awkward.
Like that I get, okay, it's an experience. You want your popcorn. I'm just saying, what's up with Pete? Like why? I feel like water goes with everything. It's you're thirsty, drink water, right?
No, water does not go with everything. Water.
What doesn't it go with? What meal does it not go with?
That's a lot of meals water don't go with. Water's in everything, so you don't always have to drink it, man.
Oh, my
God. Okay, see, to hear this why you got high cholesterol, because you're not trying to salt that water.
That's not why.
That is. You need water. You as much salt as you have because you got a salt gun and you put it on your pork chops is the same reason why you need to be drinking water to balance out the salt in your body.
You sound real jealous right now. Just
I am.
I'm not let you use it.
I just bought the salt gun. It's on the way. I'm about to be doing jumping in slow motion and shit.
Go Max Payne the flies.
Pat, you going to be at the studio for 3 weeks?
You said what?
You about to be at the studio for 3 weeks?
3 weeks. Which is crazy because during the quarantine, I've stayed here for like at least 2 weeks before.
Why don't you just live there?
You be sleeping on the couch in there, Pat?
No, there's like a pull-out bed.
Wait, why don't you just live there?
Oh, yeah, you be sleeping on the couch then, nigga.
I don't like really, like, I don't stay here. I just stay here to shoot and to, like, see people. But for the most part, I be chilling at home.
But listen, Pat, before
I have my own space.
Before I was so rudely interrupted by Meg and Kevin, I'm taking this week to write all the verses for those instrumentals that old boy sent me. So can I come to the studio next week to drop these?
It would probably have to be, like, Monday or Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Basically, he's telling you no because today's Monday and Friday.
I said next week, Meg. So before you try to start some stuff, won't you just listen for once?
You weren't even talking to her.
Shut up, Kevin. Your head is ugly.
You look like a mime.
Just jumped in. Wasn't nobody talking to you.
Shut up, Kevin.
I come to the studio. She probably would. So what it is.
Okay, that's a text message. We're here to do work. Let's work, Negroes.
You were late.
Not my fault.
Meg was making pancake batter. See, look at her outfit. From scratch.
Basically.
Hey, Meg, do this. We can do it.
Shut up, Cleo. You were in holes.
It was a classic.
What was that?
He was.
She ran out of insults and she just starts spewing facts at people.
Facts. Shut up, Cleo. Your name starts with a K.
Shut up, Cleo. You like the Shade Room a lot.
You do be on the Shade Room a lot, though. She ain't wrong about that.
No, but it's work. You know why? Because he got that feature on Shade Room that day. When he was who was you talking about? What girl?
Yep,
you
funny in the Shade Room.
India. No, the thing about... Oh, my God.
That's hilarious. Hey, I just realized.
Yo, you ain't right, bro. You called it.
You know when homeless people like go on the road?
That's what all the when you were little, when the kids ran away to the train station.
They had the Meg.
That was hobos. They was always hobos. Their thing was on a stick and they had their socks and stuff in there.
And that would low-key be trash to put everything you own on a handkerchief, tie it up, and then have to balance it on the road the whole time. Like,
is it possible
in here?
Is it actually possible or is that just cartoon made up? Like,
you could probably do that if you wanted.
I absolutely tried to do that. I could not get the stuff to stay in there.
No, here's the thing. What do you put in there? What are your belongings if all of them could fit in one bandana?
Wait, Kev, you tried to do this when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah, man, I was trying to run away.
But you did it the cartoon way?
I did, and I could never get my stuff tied, so I just gave up and sat down.
That's
terrible.
Kev, I guess I'll do these dishes, shit.
Kev couldn't keep all the Pop-Tarts in there, that's all he packed.
You left a trail of Reese's Pieces, everything. Get your ass out the garage and get in there and do these dishes.
Ham hocks or Pop-Tarts? Pop-Tarts.
You say ham hocks and Pop-Tarts?
It's going to be a long time. Pop-Tarts.
But listen, man, let's go ahead and jump right into this first topic.
Did we start?
What up, guys? Let's be honest. 2020 has been the year of things being completely out of our control. However, there's one thing that you are still in control of, fellas, and that's shaving your bush. And our sponsors over at Manscaped would like to remind you to do so. And I get it. If you're not going anywhere, you're not doing anything, you might be like, you know what? I'm going to just let myself go. No. Nay, I say. Because the good folks over at Manscaped have spent years, countless hours, perfecting technology that would put all your fears to rest. This Lawnmower 3.0 is the best thing on the market when it comes to male grooming. First off, you see that LED light right there? That right there is to illuminate those hard to reach and see places. The ceramic blade on this Lawnmower 3.0 mixed with the skin safe technology, let me tell you something, reduces all of those nicks and all of the tugs that you used to have to worry about with manscaping. Oh, it's out the window, baby. This bad boy is even waterproof. So if you wanted to handle the business in the shower, you can do it there. You ain't got no worries. You ain't got no problems. Manscaped also just released their Shears 2.0. This nail kit is so equipped to handle everything in your life. When I tell you everything, I mean everything. And it is perfectly matched with the Lawnmower 3.0. If you go to their website, you can find any and everything you're looking for your personal hygiene and male grooming. From the Crop Preserver to the Crop Reviver, the Lawnmower 3.0, the Shears 2.0. Listen, there is no reason to be sitting around the house looking crusty. I know you may want to, but you have to fight that urge right now. Not right now, but right now. Head over to Manscaped.com. squadsquad.com and use the promo code SQUAD, and I'm going to hook you up with 20% off. That's right, 20% off by using the promo code SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D. That's all you have to do, and you will change your life for the better. So again, take advantage of it right now, 20% off. Promo code SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D. All you have to do is head over to manscaped.com and you can take advantage. Holla at your boy.
First topic, which is... Why are you so petty?
That's hilarious.
What does Meg have behind her? Meg, let me see what you got.
Kevin.
That was a counter punch.
Low blow.
Never mind. I'm taking mine off. I'm done with this joke.
Yo.
I'm done.
Yo, she didn't even slip through the gloves. Kevin had landed the gloves, and he was celebrating. He was like, yeah. She came back.
Mayweather.
Never.
Yeah, that does look like you, Kev.
It's crazy because I've never seen the live action version of that hobo thing.
Get out of here, bro.
All right, moving on. First topic of the day, we have what's better, Nuck If You Buck versus Wipe Me Down.
Easy.
Easy?
Easy.
What you going with, Pat?
It's weird because, like, even though Crime Mob didn't stick around in the mainstream for long, that song, for some reason, is like a, when you hear those first bells, it's like a, it's monumental. It's yes. Like a, it's like every time that song comes on, that song never just plays in the background. Like, I've never heard a party or something where that was just playing in the background and people were just trying to talk. Every time that song plays, it's an event. Everybody turns up and it makes people who don't even fight like that want to swing on people. So Wipe Me Down is tight, but it's like, that's just what old uncles be doing in the barbecue just to feel like they clean and stuff. It's not really like, it don't really make you, it's dope in like in a party setting, but it's just like, it's not classic like that. Nuck If You Buck.
Wipe Me Down ain't classic?
It's classic, but not like Nuck If You Buck level. Like Nuck If You Buck level is like almost top tier.
Oh, okay. Okay, Kev. Fine by me, Kevin, because there's actually three people on this podcast who are unmarried today.
Okay.
Sorry. Oh, the rest of them?
I got to go with Nuck If
You
Buck.
But you want to be married.
I got to go with Nuck If You Buck.
Everybody wants to be married. What are you talking about?
Patrick don't want to be married.
Who wants to be married?
Patrick wants to have loose sex.
Wow. No, he wants to have somebody that he keeps in an apartment that he like has kids with, but doesn't have to have a commitment.
That's, oh yeah, Pat wants to have the separate house, the dueling houses.
That's basically marriage.
No, it's not.
Married people
separate houses? How is that basically marriage?
There's a lot of people who live separately that are married.
Yeah, it's called getting a divorce. It's called-
No, there's a lot of-
What was the point in getting married then?
Because there's a lot of people who don't fit a box of marriage, you guys. Everybody,
you just want a contractual obligated marriage.
Some people are like, I know, I actually have a homegirl. Her and her husband have been married for like, what, 10, 15 years? And they live in two separate houses across the country and they just visit each other. And she was like, that's why it works. Because we never get-
What?
That's so they net. So wait, how many times are they seeing each other in a month?
Maybe like 2 to 3 times a month.
That's they chose this on purpose?
No. They've always been long distance. And then when they got married, her job transferred her to where they were. So they were together for like the first few years in the same house. And then her job transferred her somewhere else. And so they were like, okay, let's just see how this works. And they like it. And they've been married forever.
Did they get married over Zoom or was it actual reception?
No. They've been the real traditional marriage. Everything. Look, Tahir's like, tell me more. No, Tahir, not for you.
No, if we married, we staying together. I ain't this money going somewhere. I need to know. Get all that.
They see each other like 2-3 times a month and they've been doing that for years. It's just because their jobs have been living in different cities and they actually like it.
You got a lot of marriage is just foregoing whatever like traditional things are supposed to be and finding what works for you. I remember when we first got married, I was trying to be the one that paid the bills, but I'm not that good at math. or remembering stuff. So, like, it was one thing to have my own bills, but when we added her stuff, it was like too many things to remember. And I remember I let her, like, she took over the bills, and this deacon at our church was like, "What kind of man are you? And you let your wife pay the bills?" And I was like, "Bro, I'm a man who's trying to keep his credit up. I'm sorry if this doesn't suit you were born during the Civil War. It's different for me." But, you know, that's why Will and Jada, they got the entanglements. They said, "We ain't getting divorced for nothing." And then August got to have a little sex.
I mean, have we all seen that house that we assume actually is the Smith compound?
Bro, compound.
That's a city. That's
crazy when it's called homes.
Full-size homes on the property, not baby houses.
Whoa, they have separate houses?
Bro, the kids have houses on there. They have property.
In California, no less. Right. In Cali.
That part.
This ain't Atlanta land where you can just get it like, "Oh, by the cheap," and you out here on acres. No, they got that in Cali.
Each kid has a house?
Each kid has a house. They have, like, I think I heard it was like 5 or 6 full-size houses on their property. Yami has August have one? Grandma, who?
August. Did August have one?
I don't know. He had a bungalow, probably. He had a little bungalow.
He had the Snoopy house, and he just
bro, imagine August Alsina on top of that with his hands like this.
Yo, with and that man, I want to Will Smith's old trailers from Men in Black. Like, nah, that's just yours. You can keep that over there, bro.
Hey, you know what's crazy? I remember being in New York when Will was filming I Am Legend. And I remember because they had dressed the streets. They had all the trash and the old broken down cars and everything like that. And I remember seeing Will Smith's trailer. And this was before people had started posting it. Bro, it really was a double-decker trailer. Like, big enough for Will Smith to stand straight up. It was 2 levels on this trailer, bro. Like,
London buses?
Yes, but tall, yes. Because it's him standing up, bro.
Taller?
Bro, it was, because, bro, I had never seen anything like that in my life.
Ever. I mean, I assume they'd be big enough for him to stand up in.
Well, I'm just saying, like, not, he's a tall guy.
He's like, not just wearing like no regular Star Wagon joint. He had it customized. It's crazy.
No, I get it.
Because I was shooting Walking Tall in Vancouver, and they shot the second half of I Am Legend up there. So Shia is in the film. I go to set, I meet Will, and then I see his trailer. It is double stacked. It's crazy.
You got to meet Will Smith too?
Yeah.
You're not the only one, Kevin.
Patrick did too. He just never talks about it as much as I do.
People don't even know I was there. I had a better picture and everything.
You posted a picture, and then you just stopped talking about it. People were like, only Kevin has in the world.
No one said that.
Hey, Cleo, did you get to go inside?
No, I did not step aside. No, but I got a chance to meet him. That was my first time meeting Will there. It was on the set of I Am Legend because he was shooting in Vancouver. But
what was your trailer like?
My trailer? By that time, I went from the little, what's the things called?
Honeycomb.
I went from that one to Walking Tall. It gave me just a little bit more space. And then did roll bounce, same amount. Huh?
Could you stand up straight? Because apparently
I could stand up straight.
Chad, the point I'm trying to make is usually on the top floor, they don't have the same type of height. But second of all, fuck you.
You were telling us, like, Will Smith's trailer, it's big enough for Will Smith to stand up straight in.
Yeah. And you're homeless.
I would assume so.
You're homeless, Pat. You set your homeless ass up. Before, you just look homeless. Now you actually are homeless. You don't have a place to call home.
I do have a home. What are you talking about?
And I have a apparently when those when you're to Will's level, I remember one of the people that owed ADD, their whole job was negotiating trailers. Like it's a big thing in Hollywood. At that level, your trailer negotiation is like the second, one of the, maybe not the second, but top 5 things of your like compensation package. Money, of course, but because you be spending a lot of time in that trailer, bro, they be wanting the top billing stuff, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, brother. This is true.
I feel like I read about it. He had two showers, a barber area. He had, I think, like six TVs. It was a pool and a gym in there. There was a sauna.
Wait, a pool like a pool swimming in a
trailer?
Pool?
Yeah, like a swimming pool. He had a
trailer?
Car wash. He had a car wash in it.
Yeah, an arcade. It was an arcade upstairs.
It was an arcade. It was two movie theaters.
Could the barber stand
lying?
Up straight?
Shut up, dear. You liar.
Could him and the barber stand up straight? If so, that is that's a crazy budget on that movie.
Where are you getting your mail to, Patrick, you homeless whore?
I have a P.O. box.
Your mail? You homeless whore? God, dog, dear.
That's a fully customized trailer, man. Because there's huge RVs out there. You got to think of the RVs that are just fine. They're big. There's enough space. But nah, Will was like, I want the double-decker joint.
I was just, when I did an episode of the game and they gave me like my own trailer, but the toilet in there was like in the same room. Like, like yep. My little, like, you know what I'm saying? And then yep. It was like, you had to push the pedal next to the bottom of it to with like let foot. It work. Yeah, I was like, oh, this is my, I was happy. You can tell me I wasn't in a two double-decker trailer. Like, I thought I was living life, but now I'm like, oh, maybe I wasn't.
Dang, I swear you think you are until you find out what other people are getting. You be like, oh, shit.
And I was like, I can get as many green smoothies as I want? Are you kidding me? This is life.
People be getting away with almost like double their rate just by all the shit that they be asking for extra. Like,
mm-hmm.
Seems like all that extra free stuff is should be counted towards the rate, but a lot of times.
Hey, Pat, don't let nobody hear you say that, bro.
Right.
What?
That
ruining okay. It for everybody. Shut up.
The amenities.
It's okay. Amenities.
I mean, I'll just be looking at it from the budget point of view. Like, yeah, we hired this nigga and gave him all this.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Patrick Cloud Production, just know he gonna look at all that shit. No, he can't have that.
You're gonna be what like, does he want, I just a want trailer or the work? M&Ms, and you're gonna get no M&Ms? Like, damn, did you read this? Oh, there was M&Ms in there? No, I said only green.
All right, knuck if you buck, y'all, or wipe me down.
I'm going nuck if you buck, man. I'm going nuck if you buck on this one. Will wipe me down. It's only a classic, and we're only hearing it just because. Is it the Kappas? Which one is it?
Kappas.
It's the Kappas. It's the Kappas that got to do a shimmy every time it comes on. I always felt that fraternities was nothing more than college gangbanging. You got dances they can only do. They represent colors. Kappas throwing up Suwu. I'm like, oh, so this is college gangbanging. That's all I ever thought this was.
Megan, about to attack. Megan, do you have any thoughts on that?
Of course. I'm like, you sound jealous. You sound like,
oh, here we go. Let's go, man.
So busy living your little Hollywood life in your little trailer that was a little bit bigger than the one before. And all of these other guys went to college and started in a fraternity. And now you want to look down on them and call it gangbanging. I could call you a Hollywood gangbanger. How about that?
Oh, you're going to get in trouble.
No, you're going to get jumped.
Here they come. Run it up. Let's go, CP. Bro. Isn't Santa Cap?
He is.
Ah, well, I'll do it.
And CP, they're gonna
he
jump.
Not gonna pay you. He not gonna pay you this month, Cleo.
It's the first line of Wipe Me Down that gets me. I pull up to the club VIP, gas tank on E, all drinks on me.
I'm on Wipe Me Down. That's a bar if you've ever felt me before.
Oh, priority.
That's a blessing. That is a blessing.
How are the drinks on him, Meg?
That's God, bro.
That's God right there. Listen, pull up at the club.
That's fraud. That's credit. That's credit card fraud. That's what it is.
Cameras in the building.
That nigga said, I pulled up, I'm broke, but somehow I'm pulling this off. That's credit card fraud.
That's because he's drinking in the car. So if you meet him in the car, you can drink all you want. The drinks are on him. But inside, ain't nothing happening right there.
Or he skipped out on the bill or something.
He got all his drinks.
That's hilarious. Everything's on me, and then he leaves.
That's all bad.
I like Nuck If You Buck because Crime Mob had women rapping hard. I love hardcore rapping. Shut up, Tahir. Shut up.
I like a Crime Mob because of we me.
Megan, flip those flapjacks, you Aunt Jemima. You got to make Aunt Jemima.
What?
Didn't work.
Here, shut up. That's why your wife is taller than you.
Is what?
Yo, shut up. That's why you look like you snorted a mustache. Pat, shut up. That's why you got a ring on your index finger. Kevin, shut up. That's why you're not funny.
That last one was topical.
Anyway, Crime Mob is I love that rap song. I have more of a connection to that. I like songs that make you want to fight. Crime Mob, Nuck If You Buck, Bone Crusher, Never Scared. Oh, man, what a great song.
Wait, but hold on, Kev. What did you do? Because this was like, you were in college when this stuff came out, right?
When did Nuck If You Buck come out?
I don't know.
I know. I don't. When did Wipe Me Down come out?
Wipe Me Down came out way after Nuck If You Buck.
Way after.
Both were like early 2000s.
2001 and 2005. I don't know what. I don't remember when those songs came out. They feel like they always been around.
Nuck If You Buck release date was, Wipe Me Down says 2007, but Nuck If You Buck 2004.
Mm. Yeah. So this is why I asked that question. When that song came on, when you were in college, what did you do?
Put his Bible down and start twerking.
Twerking?
Which one, Wipe Me Down or Nuck If You Buck?
Nuck If You Buck, Kev, because I feel like you didn't do anything to this song.
Nuts. I was like,
no.
He started fruit punching.
Oh, a freezer fruit punch.
He started rocking some ribs.
Oh my god.
What's the next topic? What's the next topic? Let's vote.
No, I said it because I'm gonna say I'm going hands down Nuck If You Buck because there's nothing better than the line with I come in the club, shaking my dress, throwing these bowls, busting these heads. Nothing better than that. And you better believe, even while Kev was over there with his Bible in college, I was in the middle shaking my hair. I was in there shaking my head like I did have dreads.
Man, you know, you had just called the Holy Ghost.
She did.
That was me.
She had that hair back, like she was like, "Hold my mule."
Meg, is your hair naturally curly?
Yeah.
So you be straightening it for European beauty standards?
My hair's not straight right now. It's curly.
Is your mom Black Lives Matter or just your dad?
My mom is even more Black Lives Matter than my dad. She protested. Okay.
Did she?
He did. Her and her little church friend. You know, my
mom was out there with a sign.
Yes, she had a sign and everything. She had her mask on and her little Korean old lady hat. Huh?
What did her sign say?
Black Lives Matter.
I bet your mom's sign had like decorative stuff on it. It wasn't just black marker on cardboard. She too creative for that. She got a whole crafty
room. She had some color and stuff to it.
I know she did. She's like, I'm not out here basic.
Little Asian thing out there. Her and her black friends from church. Her and the other deaconesses.
Her church friends do everything together.
They do. She's a work at the church. That was her life.
That's crazy.
All right, let's put it to a vote real quick.
Shut up, man. When I asked for the vote, you didn't want to go. Now you want to go.
We're done talking about you, Kevin. So shut up. Now we're done. Moving on.
Eat the pizza box when you're done with the slice.
Who am I, Damien? He in trouble? Oh, she heard you. Oh, he in trouble. He had to mute it. He in trouble.
What's this about the bills? You said that you couldn't. What was that about that?
I'm sorry, Mom. Please forgive me.
Hey, Melissa just walked in with a bat. And he said, mute.
but you said I could do this. But you said I could do this right
now. She threw my room.
No, I vote for Nuck If You Buck.
Nuck If You Buck.
And it's hilarious that they stopped rapping to finish school so that they can graduate college after making that song. It's hilarious. It's good.
Wow, I didn't know that's what happened. I thought somebody got arrested.
I'm pretty sure Diamond and a few of them went to college.
Yay!
That's awesome.
Wait. Before I say what I'm voting for, what is Nuck If You Buck me? What is Nuck? Like is knuckle?
I always translated it as like if you bout it.
Knuckle up.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, that's
I'm feeling knuckle. Froggy Leap. Literally yeah. Just we made it our own version.
Okay, I'm just saying
they literally made the same songs over and over. They just changed the name because Knuckle You Buck is really like the same thing as Run Up Get Done Up. Like, and that was another fire jump. Run up, get done up. Run up, get done up. That shit used to bang hard.
Wait, who's it? Who's on?
Oh my God, Megan. Obviously, you didn't really go to the club. So just stop.
I did. I lived in the club. I'm on club flyers. No,
you did not. You lived in club.
Church. I am. Okay, Atlanta 2005. I'm on a bunch of club flyers.
You're on them?
Flyers. Yeah. You didn't really go I am.
Are you serious?
I used to live at the club like 4 days a week when I first moved to Atlanta. You couldn't tell me they weren't about the clubs, okay?
Why? What? Can you find some of these,
please?
Yeah, actually, I think I have. I saved one. I gotta find it. But yeah, I'll show y'all. Me and my homegirl just posted up on the flyer. Like, yeah.
We'll bring it up when we get back. We're gonna get started on this next topic right after this.
Hey, what up? It's your boy, Tahir Moore. And listen, Adam and Eve wants you to know the best part about staying at home is playing at home. Listen, guys, you can take advantage of your downtime right now by choosing almost any one item at 50% off. And when you do, we're going to sweeten that deal. You'll get 10 free boardroom busting gifts, including 6 spicy movies. And you know what I'm talking about when I say spicy, a 3-piece bonus kit, and best of all, free shipping. That's right. I said it. Free shipping, discreetly delivered to your front door. You don't have to go nowhere. Sex toys make being at home so much more enjoyable. Hell, even shopping from home when you're shopping for sex toys is a lot of fun. All you have to do to take advantage of this is make sure you use the promo code SQUAD at checkout. That's right. SQUADD. Use SQUAD at checkout and we're going to hook you up. Adam and Eve has thousands of products to make you glad that you're staying at home. So listen, go to adamandeve.com right now. Use the promo code SQUAD. Take advantage of this hookup we're giving you guys and enjoy your downtime.
Next topic we have, which is better, mac and cheese versus lasagna?
Cleo, go ahead and click your video off. Click your video off.
I've been arguing this for the last 2 months, Meg. I'm not going anywhere. Bring on all the arguments. Let's go.
First of all, we're talking about
lasagna.
We're talking about baked mac and cheese, Cleo. So I don't even know if you can participate in this.
Dang.
Baked mac and cheese.
Oh.
Well, Cleo.
Do me a favor. Y'all argue amongst yourselves then. Y'all just go ahead.
Oh my gosh. You are not doing this right now. You are not 8 years old watching y'all argue Batman. Amongst yourselves, then.
Oh my gosh.
It's all watery.
Ew. Oh my gosh. It ain't even supposed to be water. You didn't even make it right.
Here's what's crazy. This whole time he was just talking about it. Now we have to see him struggle through. He's trying so hard to act like that's good right now.
Listen, you really enjoy that, Cleo, at your big age?
Big age?
Mav, that's for Maverick. Come here, Mav. This is for you. Give it to the baby where it belongs.
It's basically cheese soup with noodles. That's what you're eating. Right.
That's what, look at the baby. He been outside, man. He brown right now.
That's just noodle cereal.
Oh.
Yo, put it down.
Here's the thing. He's not even doing it. He's just swallowing it.
Come on, man.
You want some?
You want some, Mav? For babies.
Kev, to hear?
Even Mav is like, you don't got the big kind?
Pat?
Yo, I am 37 years old.
Hey.
That is Gerber graduate mac and cheese right there. It looks disgusting. Yeah. I said it right.
That is Gerber graduate mac and cheese, Tom.
Looks y'all like argue amongst yourselves. Baked mac and cheese versus lasagna, huh?
Yeah.
Baked mac and cheese. That hard.
The best, Cleo. It's the best.
Your lip and gum mac and cheese you getting 2 or 3 times a year. I don't want to hear it. Y'all be hyping that. Y'all only getting
it. That is not about people making more often than that. It is not just Thanksgiving and Christmas. People make it. My wife probably makes that once or twice.
Yes, in the South, they make it every Sunday, okay?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's more common than Christmas. It's not like...
He act like it's dressing.
Yeah, like dressing. Dressing is something you only make like two or three times a year.
We all saw the mac and cheese that DZ put on camera last time. That's what the proper representation of your mac and cheese hype.
That don't count.
We also saw DZ's hairline. What he says was negated as soon as he took his do-rag off. That does not count, Cleo. You won't bring that up again.
What is lasagna exactly? Noodles with tomato paste?
And that's it's like a noodle cake.
You check your hairless lip ass up. You will not disrespect lasagna in front of me.
Lasagna? I had
Olive Garden last night, and it was fantastic.
Lasagna, right?
Wow. Go for it.
They go to Olive Garden to here?
I did curbside pickup. They brought it out to the car.
Good job.
You went to Olive Garden on purpose?
Yeah. That lasagna is fire, and that chicken parmesan.
They gave him the bag. Zuppa
Toscana is amazing.
You said what?
There's Zuppa Toscana.
I haven't had that.
That's the soup.
I haven't. That doesn't matter. I still haven't had that.
Ugh.
Y'all want some?
Oh. Okay, so I'm not even going to lie, though. That, not the one in the bowl, because that's disgusting, but the one in the packet that you used to have to pour in your own bowl and make in the microwave, that was the one that got me through college. Not going to lie.
Got you through it, not by choice.
Leo's true. Only
choosing to eat that right now.
But that's, it was fire. It was so good, but not the runny kind. Sorry, I don't know.
Yeah, we all ate a lot of it in college. Then we graduated.
Right. That's like Tostino's pizza. Like, you don't do that by choice. You do Tostino's because, like, you only got $4.83. That's it.
What? Those are yummy.
No, they're not.
I've eaten Tostino's money.
The Tostino's pizza sausage is the same sausage from when you was in middle school. That, like,
and that pizza sausage was fire. Pizza day in public school was fire. The best.
Y'all think when you were young, your taste buds just weren't that developed yet, so you liked stuff that, because what happened to like that and SpaghettiOs? Did they change? Because they be tasting gross now.
I think they changed. I think something changed, though. I really do. I don't know what they said or what ingredient they had to take out. Was it the high fructose gloop, whatever? That shit, something's changed.
It tastes SpaghettiOs always tasted nasty, y'all.
Which one did?
SpaghettiOs?
They were disgusting. It tastes like throw up.
Oh, man, go for flames.
SpaghettiOs, and you cut up your own little cheese. And
I don't want to listen to nothing. You two have to say Cleo and Kevin. Kevin, you like pumpkin pie over sweet potato. And Cleo, you eat runny mac and cheese out of a bowl, okay? So both of y'all suck.
What am I supposed to eat it out of, Meg?
No, the bowl that it comes, that's disgusting. Don't
eat it off
that
a plate, Cleo. Mac and cheese is supposed to be eaten off a plate, and it deserves respect. Ooh, I don't know what I was thinking about, but I did not make that one through.
He said desserts respect.
I said desserts.
You be running the stop sign in your mouth.
You know what? It was like a car stalling out. Like I didn't come out of first pass enough. It was
hey, did you guys
plus, but then shift, and the car was like stalled out. Oh my. I felt it too. I just ran into the car. I knew I couldn't stop it. It was nothing I could do at that point.
The moment he got to that period in that sentence, you can see it in his eyes. He said,
"Oh, I died. I died on the operating table. Absolutely."
Oh my God.
I knew it. It was too late. I saw the car in front of me. I didn't have a seatbelt on. I just accepted my fate.
Yo, that is the worst feeling when you know you're about to get in a car accident, like this car is about to hit me. And that is the worst feeling, that bracing for that, bruh.
What's the first thing y'all brace? If you see somebody stop in front of you, stop short, or you see somebody in your rearview mirror coming too fast?
When the couple times I got hit by, the car hit me.
Man, this one time I was getting hit from behind.
I looked almost got to it.
But a couple times you got ran in the back.
Cleo, I had my hand. I was going about to do this too.
Everybody said
it was too late. We all were like right there with you. He was like, ah, it's too late. I just got to. That was
the fact that you were about to.
1 minute ago, I was like, it's too late.
And you were about to answer what you braced first? I definitely braced my cavity first.
No, I saw the marketing team cutting this piece of the video out. Kev on stage. I'm like, no.
You know I picked the clips, right? You know that was going to be the clips.
What I do is grit my teeth. I just...
Kev grits his teeth. He's like, count me in.
Never mind, bro.
That was the face.
Never mind. I want to talk about something else. What is y'all hopes and dreams?
Yo, real quick, to answer y'all question, a taste bud's life cycle is only 2 weeks.
What?
They die off?
I mean, I guess they restart, and if you have...
You really can like something at one point in your life and not like it later.
SpaghettiOs taste buds is dead. They have a funeral.
So do you have to keep eating that thing for your taste buds to be like, oh, yeah, we still like this?
I don't know. I don't know if that's how you keep it up.
I did not used to... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Terry.
At what age did you stop liking mustaches, Cleo? Was that just something that you never had a taste for, or did you like... This ain't really for me.
I had a taste for mustaches.
This ain't really for me.
I got he kind of has a shadow mustache right now. What's going on? Are you going to make a decision?
Who?
You either don't have it or you have it. You in between. You can't double dutch if you don't jump in everything.
He look like he been eating plants. He just been stuffing plants in his face. It just look like dirt on his face.
We knew what you meant. We chose not to laugh.
Whoa, wait. Maybe you guys need a little bit more explanation.
You know, plants grow in the dirt. It look like
in there with me.
That's why I don't want to do no Zoom comedy show for that reason right there. Just because you'd be like, oh, did y'all hear? They'd be like, mm-hmm.
Listen, when it's worse actually here, because like on a Zoom comedy show, if you're just doing it in front of the camera, you don't see them do that. But like, to see four of y'all just look at me like...
Just with such disdain, like...
All y'all hit me with the Matrix, not like this.
My favorite line in that movie. Not like
you, this. Pat, and Tony Baker. The not like this. That is y'all thing. I don't understand why y'all took away that line from that entire movie. I don't know what it is,
Cleo, because she looked up and she knew, and she was just
she
like...
She knew it. Instinctively, like, she was like... Not like this.
It was the accent and the fact that that was the only thing I remember her really doing.
Dude, and she was looking at Neo like he could do something. He was like, girl, I just learned about this like two, three days ago.
She was ready to die at the hands of an agent. She was like, not even an agent. I don't even get a chance to fight him up. Not like this, bro.
He got hurt. Somebody threw her charger in the water, and that's how she died. No iPhone charger. So that villain on that movie, the first time I did not see that coming, that man said, I don't care if it's real. I want steak. Just turn me into a battery. I don't care. I understand that more at this age than I did when I first saw it. Some people are just like, bro, just lie to me because the truth is too hard to digest. Bro,
it's not even that it's hard to digest. It sucks. When they're unplugged, they got tattered clothes. There's like there's like mutant tentacles and stuff like that after you. It's all metal. Like, everybody's musty. It's terrible. You might as well have superpowers in a video game.
Bro, he was like, put me back. I don't care what y'all do. Turn me into a battery as long as I get to have sex again. And eat steak. I don't care. Wipe my memory, though. I don't remember none of this.
The Nebuchadnezzar. Put me back in the Matrix.
Hell, bro.
That was trash.
One of the grossest part of that movie is when Morpheus was tied to that chair and he was sweating and the agent got his sweat and put it in his nose. I was like, oh, you gotta go, bro. They gotta save him. This is gross. I gotta get out of here. He was Viggo Mortensen, or is that Viggo Mortensen?
It is not.
Who is it? Hugo Weaving?
Hugo Weaving.
Hugo Weaving played that role so good, bro. I was like, this dude is evil. Yeah. Mr. Anderson.
Yeah.
He was like, I hate humans. Your smell, your stench, your... He was just so disgusted by it.
And then hearing you know, Morpheus, like, sound effects. Like,
when you did that.
I loved it.
But Morpheus was looking nasty. He was like, it's like, damn, nigga, put the glasses back on or something. Like, this nigga was cool as hell when he walked in with a leather coat. The guy had his eyes rolled back all bloody. Like, man, you changed.
Hey, Harvey, what you happened? Changed?
Come on, man. They got Harvey. The boy.
You were cool, yeah, man. You had the glasses.
Did you see the Matrix? Because all of us are kind of engaging in it, and I see you just kind of down there, like, just not talking at all.
Who, me?
Yeah, did you see the Matrix?
Oh, yeah. I actually have all of them on DVD back in the day, because the Matrix and Lord of the Rings are my two favorite, like, trilogies.
Okay.
Lord of the Rings! That's
I was just talking about that.
Best you was all in on Lord of the Rings?
Oh my gosh, I love me some sci-fi. Okay, Quantum Leap is my favorite show of all time.
Oh man, that show was flames. Quantum Leap, I really like Highlander, bro. They were really chopping people's heads off in every episode. I was like, this is crazy, bro.
Yeah, I literally thought that was a setup for her not being married.
What?
Lord of the Rings. Oh, you like Lord of the Rings?
No, I was funny, genuinely surprised by that. I didn't even think of the joke.
Cleo and I both looked at each other. Cleo and I, we like, he's doing it. We're seeing it. And you just walk right past. We was like,
I missed it. I try only to do one married joke so people don't think I'm a misogynist.
You are.
I don't like Meg. Women in general, I believe, in supportive. It's just Meg. I really am surprised Meg pulled up and was like, yeah, man, Eye of Sauron. That is my stuff. I'm all in. Them movies were long, bro.
Yeah.
Very long.
They was like 3 hours. We just getting started.
I've never finished one Lord of the Rings. It's just too long.
I haven't either.
You finished Lord of the Onion Rings, though. You finished.
it was fire, though. That was a fire one.
Yo, onion rings coating, I be eating that. I don't be liking the onion, though. The onion be too slimy, but the outside. No,
it's good when it comes off, but when you have that bite and it, like, all the way slips out, it's so weird. It's like a condom. It.
Slimy.
Oh, what? Like a condom? An inside condom?
It's like when you pull it out, like, have you ever, this is really graphic, but have you ever, like, had to pull a condom out of a girl?
Out of a girl? Guys,
let's go ahead and get this, let's go.
See,
ahead.
We have all been there. Y'all just scared to say stuff on camera.
I haven't been there. Why the condom stay in?
I don't know. Like, sometimes they be grabbed, you know.
The Kegel. Tell them, Pat. It's the Kegel.
You grabbing the condom?
Tell them, Pat.
You grab the IUD,
pull it off, and you gotta, like, find it.
That's what you like to think, Pat, but the truth is, sometimes, you know, the plus is a little too skinny
in there like
the covering.
This.
Small penis joke. Right. Yeah.
Where's the condom? I'll give it here. Yeah, my little cloud. Ain't no cloud village for you.
What?
Oh, Lord. We didn't talk about this topic at all, but we got to move on. Let's put it to a vote.
Max lasagna.
Oh, wow. Right.
What? Lasagna.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. What was it again?
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese versus lasagna.
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese.
Kraft mac and cheese.
No,
Cleo, you can't vote for that. You have to say something else.
Okay.
We're not talking about the same thing.
If it's done right, lasagna's better. Lasagna is over pound for pound better than mac and cheese, I think. Because you got.
I don't think I would even argue with that.
You got.
I prefer mac and cheese, but. Lasagna, the amount of prep work for lasagna is a lot. So when
lasagna can be a whole meal. Mac and cheese is usually a side. Lasagna is so heavy.
Mac and cheese a whole meal, you guys.
If you
eat more rare,
lasagna, not even too much. Like if you just have a decent square, you're done. That's it. You don't need much else. So
it's kind of like the brisket of Italian food. Like it's clearly better, but it's so rare that you don't be counting it.
That is such a great analogy.
All right, well, looks like the mac and cheese have it, because I'm gonna go mac and cheese with that one as well. So sorry, you're out of here, Pat. We're gonna move on to this next topic right after this. Last topic of the day: where would you rather spend a year, in Alaska versus Arizona?
I don't even understand how this is a topic. You do understand in Alaska, there's like a whole month of no sunlight, and then there's a whole month of no darkness.
Yeah, that's tight.
That's terrible. You go to sleep and it's still like light outside, or you wake up and you gotta go to work and it's still dark.
This ain't Alaska, but we were in Edmonton, Canada one time on tour, and we got out of the club and it was like 11:30 and it was still completely sunny outside.
That's mm-hmm. weird.
It was like, bro, we came outside, we were like, what is happening?
Mm-hmm. It messes with your mind. That's why they have like such a high depression rate in Alaska and alcoholism, because people are like, it just does something when there's...
Because it's bright at midnight?
No, because it's bright for an entire month. There's no, the sun doesn't go down for a month.
Look, I was born in Anchorage, Alaska, and my parents came out all right, so I'm good with that. I'm going back to Alaska. I'm going back to where it's cold. And for the people that think it's just polar bears and igloos, you're big tripping. It's a whole lot of crazy shit going on in Alaska. Yeah, y'all should go look into it.
Too. That's it.
Huh?
I said there's some elk up there and some fish. That's about it, though.
Alien. Wait, Cleo, but if you go up there, your face going to be cold. You ain't got no mustache.
Okay.
And you can't grow a beard either.
Okay.
I would rather stay in Arizona. Phoenix is a beautiful city. It is very hot though, but most of the time people be in AC. There's a lot of great golf courses and
you stuff. Don't play golf, Kevin. Shut up.
Why are you going outside to golf in that hot ass weather?
Right. Ain't nobody playing night golf.
I was just saying it looks nice. I don't be up in there. I don't
Kevin has a fallout at the fourth hole. Just be
you would go out there and shoot a donut hole in one.
Yo, that's very funny, but I just thought about something. Arizona is so hot that the basketball team named their team the Suns. It's like, bro, what is us? Bro, it'd be hot.
That's pretty funny.
Let's just call ourselves everywhere. That.
But it is like, isn't it dry heat though, as opposed to
yes.
The dry heat is tolerable, whereas humidity is gonna die.
Humidity,
all of that.
I think I'd rather do Arizona for that, because just the whole I've seen, and then those scary movies where it's like the 24 hours of darkness every single day for a month. That's scary. Like, isn't
that
something?
That's weird. Yeah.
Here's the thing. So with Alaska, they have like these community centers with like false light that gives you like a sense of daytime, and people go there to kind of hang out. And the strength of numbers, you know, kind of lift each other up. It doesn't really matter which one you choose, because both of them have conditions so harsh that you're usually not going to go outside during the daytime in Arizona. And in Alaska, you don't want to go outside in the nighttime. Alaska is so cold, they have a different amp battery that they put in cars up there. They have a stronger amp batteries up there. And their windshields are like three times as thick as they are in the rest of the states, because the conditions are that extreme. And then with Phoenix or any horrible city in Arizona, like just the, like you cannot survive without central air. You just cannot do it at all.
You will be in LA without central air.
They do.
And I don't know how they do it.
It get cool in the evening. It still be like, bro, I told you how we did the Stand Up for Diversity showcase, and it was still like 88 degrees at 11 o'clock at night in Phoenix, bro. Like, that's just disgusting, bro.
I could barely do LA summer, so I know I wouldn't survive in Phoenix, and I would rather be cold at the end of the day. So, Phoenix, they said that you could literally cook on the asphalt, and that's not okay.
That's good. You save money.
Meg, you don't have to be that cheap.
Flipping flapjacks.
You don't have to do that. You are doing okay in life. You do not have to. You got a nice home. You got letters on the wall. You do not have to be cooking on the pavement.
I'm just saying, I don't know. I think I don't like being hot either, but when I think about Alaska, and I visited Alaska, it is beautiful, okay? Especially if you go like, you know, when it's a little bit warmer. I think I did the cruise, the 7-day cruise that stops at like different places. I think end of May, early June one year, and it was beautiful. Beautiful. And then I realized ain't nothing really popping out here. Ain't nothing going on. Okay.
You went there. Down all the way down to Alaska in a boat?
Yeah, I took the cruise, Seattle? And then you stop at like left from Seattle, and then it stops at like three different cities in Alaska, and then it comes back. How long does it take? Canada, and then come back.
Damn. Sounds like it takes a long time.
My grandma done that cruise like 10 times since I was in high school, and she said because of climate change, Alaska's nowhere near as snowy, like noticeably way less snowy, way less animals. She was like, man, this, you can really tell. She was really sad about it. Cause she lives in El Paso, so to go to Alaska is a really big difference in like the way the, you know, world looks. And then she's like, bro, it's, the earth is warm now.
El Paso's another city that ain't got shit popping, bro. Remember when we did that show in El Paso?
All we had popping was drug trafficking.
Yeah. That and your family cooking fire food for us. That was the only thing going on in El Paso. We were like, this sucks here, bro.
When I was in high school, the only thing we had going for us is that you could go to Mexico and drink at 16, but then there was always people getting arrested and locked in a Mexican jail. Mm-mm. And I was like, bro, I am good.
Yep.
Hey, so hold on, it's Juarez is over the El Paso border?
Juarez, yeah.
Juarez, did you ever go there?
No.
You live that close to Mexico and you never crossed the border.
You know Kevin didn't go there. Remember when he told us that he had to go to the club one time and he felt like he was gonna go to hell right after he went to the club? His girls were in there dancing.
You're right.
Y'all have no mission trips over there, over the border?
Nope.
He just had them throw frijoles over the border.
Mission is the name of a great tortilla company, though. They make good chips, too.
What?
That's the only mission I had. Mission, they be making fire tortilla chips.
I've eaten Mission.
Yeah, Mission is amazing, but them people was on their own when it came to the Lord. I was not going to get arrested.
Meg, have you done one of those things? Those things where you like, I'm a mission going to like some place to build something.
No, but I always wanted to.
Them people are going to choose the devil if Meg's telling about the Lord. They're going to be like, man, never mind. Yeah. I don't want to be where you are at. What's the devil talking about?
Everybody act like you? No, I'm good, bro. I'm going to go.
What is the devil talking about?
Where's the sin at? Now that I know what it is.
Meg, do you want more kids?
I'm not like going to try, but if the Lord blesses us with more, then I'm okay with it.
What would you have rather have, a boy or a girl?
No, a girl. There's a whole lot of testosterone in my house.
That's what my wife always says.
Oh, yeah.
She'd be like, there's too many balls around here. There's three pair of balls. They're everywhere.
No, it's too many balls. Too many.
They're everywhere.
Meg, the hardest one in the house, though.
Oh, for real. She probably put her fiance in a headlock and forced him to have sex.
Shut up. I do it again.
It's 7:30. You know what time it is.
Hey, you remember how when Ving Rhames came behind Jody and Baby Boy and did that, and Jody said, "Mama, I die, bro." It was so fun. I know that movie's supposed to be a drama, but I've seen it so many times. I'd be cracking up because he licked his head, then he smacked. Yo, he was wilding, bro.
You know that was improv too, because you know it didn't say in the script, lick his head and smack it.
No way they wrote that in the action part. Now lick his head. Maybe,
because didn't he say like a line after that about taste?
He said, he said something about prison. If I was in prison, I'd make you fix it or something like that.
Or something.
Didn't say something like that? You were in prison, I'd make you fix it for me. Yeah, call for your mama.
It's a weird thing to say to
great, bro.
Take it from you.
Oh my God, I loved it. Ving Rhames was so he was making the breakfast in the socks. He was like, bro, I do not care. I am taking your mother down. You hear me?
That's my house now.
His mama was hella fine, boy.
It was.
Goldie mama was.
Wait, to hear you like have mentioned that it was times when your mama like was doing stuff. Would you like? What if a dude had done that at your house when you was growing up?
What? Then what? What?
Well, Ving Rhames, he was cooking in the nude with the socks on.
Man, my stepdad did used to do that. He did used to cook naked. I was very.
Oh no!
Wait, you walked in on him?
Bro, I would walk out. He was that type. Like, he'll take my mom down on the living room couch. Oh. And I'll walk in going like about to hit the kitchen, because the kitchen this way, living room this way. I would walk in, about to hit the kitchen, grab some cereal, and just see my mom. And I'm like, bro, come on, dog.
No, to here, come on, bro, for
and
real.
Hide under the bed.
In the living room in the middle of the day?
Not even the middle of the day, early morning. I mean, like, not early, like 9 a.m. Like, I'm like, bro, come on, man. I'm trying to watch this cartoon.
Get cereal.
With this apple.
Wait, how old were you?
Bro, 7, 8.
And I'm trying to watch these cartoons. Are you here?
Yeah, it wasn't mommy and daddy wrestling. He's, nah, I'm taking his cheeks. I'm like, come on, bro. I don't want to hear that.
Jeez. Wait, did your mom know that you heard and you saw stuff?
Yeah.
Especially like close the door to here.
Yeah. It wasn't her though. It was more him. Because she would like try to like, you know, shelter me from it, but he wanted.
God damn.
And you just seize it.
It was different coming up, man. It was different. So where y'all going, man? Alaska or Arizona?
Alaska.
I'm going to Alaska. I actually want to go there at one point.
I want to go to Alaska to visit just because I want to go to every state in the United States, and I have not been booked in Alaska, so I'm just going to have to go. But I would choose Arizona to live for a year. What? A lot of rich people be having summer home or winter homes in Arizona.
Mm-mm. Yes.
That's crazy, bro. To have so much money that you can be like, all right, I'm going to spend these 6 months here where in it's season. Warm. Bro, when I lived in Washington, all these rich white people had had winter homes in either Arizona or Hawaii.
That's tight.
They you don't do that.
No, I'm not doing that well in life, guys. I have to have the house where I live. I don't have.
I mean, you'll probably be able to afford something in like New Mexico. Be like, I have a summer home in New Mexico.
Bro,
I
know. All them people from Breaking Bad have houses in Albuquerque. They said it's beautiful out there.
You make
it bad, bro.
Yeah, property probably really cheap too.
You could get something out here in Palm Springs, bro, and just use it as a rental property and then come out when you want to.
And Palm Springs was entirely too hot.
I can't do the heat.
I cannot. Bro, anyway. My kids had heat rashes from Palm Springs.
Dang. What you think they're going to have in Arizona if you live there for a year?
But my kids ain't going outside no more. That was like one a two-day thing. That's all they're doing for this year.
Do y'all even use y'all pool that you have at your house?
Every day?
No.
We don't use it nearly as much as we should.
What?
It's not.
Why is it like people, man?
What's the case with people with houses and pools? They don't really use it.
Bro, you gotta get in there, then you gotta dry off. It's a whole thing.
You know what it is though? I think it's people who are married or like they have like living and they have kids. It's like it ain't as appealing. But if you were single and you had a pool and a jacuzzi, I think you'd be using it more.
Yeah, my friends come over, they want to use it. When they're just home by themselves, bro, they just sit and watch YouTube and play video games. They do not be going outside. But when their friends come over, it's like, oh, we got a pool, let's go in there, because people, their friends don't be having pools like that. So it's more of like a flex thing than a like, I'm going to use this every. Actually, when we first moved to our old house that had a pool, the first summer they swam every day because it was like,
I think that's what it is. It's accessibility. Like that's why if you don't have a pool and you want to swim, you'll probably swim like at the first chance, as opposed to if you always could swim. It's like when people live near the beach and they're like, I haven't been to the beach in like 3 years.
That's exactly what it is. You don't. And people live on Malibu, bro. They do not be going to the beach like that. It'd just be nice to look at, but they don't necessarily. They be like, I got sand in my shoes. It's a whole thing. I don't care.
All right, so Cleo, you got Alaska. Pat, you got Alaska. Kev, you got Arizona. Meg, what you going with?
AZ.
Dang, comes down to me. Man, I probably would choose Arizona. I think I would just get tired of Alaska because, like, it's only so much you could do on the outside when it's that cold, bro. Like, I just feel like it's not, like, it might get a little chillier in Arizona toward the winter. In the daytime, in the summer, I'll just stay in the house with the AC blasting, but like you can still like live some sort of active life. Like, what is there to do in Alaska outside of like hunt? But even with you hunting, you gotta have on like
50 layers.
Layers? Oh, bro, I'm
snowmobiling. Don't act like that on the
game. Man, I want to do that so bad. When Pat went, I was so jealous. When Pat went, I was like, that is a vacation I want to do. He looked like he having the time of his life.
Snowmobiling is so much more fun than snowboarding and skiing, and I'll argue anyone.
Wait, is snowmobile like the same as like getting on like a RAV4 or something?
Like a jet ski?
Or a jet ski?
Yeah, jet ski or like a, what is it called? Like a RAV4. Wave runner.
More like a four-wheeler than a jet ski, because jet skiing is cool for the first 20 minutes, but that hurts. Like, if you got choppy water, like jet skiing,
my forearms were on fire. I remember that day. Oh.
It's like riding a horse. It's fun, and then your legs be hurting for the rest of the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Four-wheeling is fire, though. Like, we did that in Mexico, bro. It was so much fun. Like, they got this private, like, little area, bro. We went all over that joint, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Let you open it all the way up. I'm like, yeah, I like this, bro.
That's the only thing I don't believe. When you do it like at resorts and cruises, they don't ever let you go like on your own. They always want you to follow along in the line. Like, bro, I don't want to be in the line. I want to go see what this thing do.
Right? You're literally just like literally experiencing it, but not even really.
Yeah, like, bro, if you can't let me go on my own, then it's just not worth it.
Kevin, you don't need to go nowhere on your own on a freaking four-wheeler.
Man, I'm like,
and you're going to fall. You're going to tilt that thing back because you all hid, and it's not going to be good.
The wheelie.
All right, well, looks like Arizona has it on that one, man. That's been another episode of Podcast Versus.
Why are you always being mean to me?
I'm not always. You're always mean to me. What are you talking about?
It's always retroactive mean. You always start stuff. Here she go.
Way to end it, Meg.
Why did you have that locked up? Man, turn this off to here. I'm busy next week. Whatever time we shoot this, I am busy.
Thank you so much for your suggestions. Continue to send your suggestions to my Instagram inbox, man. I definitely will check them. We will see y'all again next week. Special shout out to our special guest, Mr. Cleo Thomas, a.k.a. Mr. Slick Living, a.k.a. Cleo. Always a big shout out to the squad. We got Kev, Pat, Meg, as well as the California Raisin.
I want to turn her screen off. I hate it.
Go like this to me, Kev. Put your arm up and open your mouth.
We'll see y'all next week, man.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.